Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I decided that we're going to do a show today on how being on time can help you become successful. And being on time and organized can help you alleviate anxiety and be successful. But the reason why I'm doing it like this is because we're taking back in off of yesterday's show, which was about depression and things like that and mental health, and being able to get outside of understanding that bubble and moving on to how to relieve and alleviate the signs and symptoms of depression and anxiety, things like that, disorders that come from not treating mental health issues or situational issues or environmental issues or ongoing overlapping things that create anxiety, stress, or a level of depression. And I wanted to invite you guys back with the solution part of this, because yesterday, like I said, we went over mental health in full detail about depression, right? So anxiety is another caveat to depression, and a lot of people have it. Some people have social anxiety. Some people actually literally have agoraphobia. Some people have all kinds of different issues that create a level of anxiety and stress that visible, physical, or physiological. So I wanted to be able to do a good show, piggybacking off of mental health. And, you know, like I told you guys, sometimes I feel like a poster child for mental health, but I want everybody to get acclimated to understanding it because I've been through it. So I wanted to carry everybody through it and battle buddy with you guys online. So part of this is we have to think about the different factors that create anxiety. We have to think about the different things that create a feeling that most people end up having. And generalized anxiety, yeah, most people have some type of general anxiety. It's okay. No big deal. But when it becomes chronic anxiety and it's affecting your organizational self or it's affecting your time management skills, your productivity skills, then we need to talk about it and talk about resolution solutions. Okay? So part of my background in business management is to help people with time management and productivity. And then on top of that, when you have other issues, first as a HR person, and things like that. That's what I went to school for. But also as a certified life coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, marital counselor, and also divorce coach, I want you guys to understand my niches. And then on top of that, I want you guys to understand why I always try to provide a solution to a problem. Because we can talk about problems all day long, but does that help us with our mindset? Does that help us to be productive, active, good, global citizens? Or does that keep us in, oh, I've got old bother, a problem? So if we're going to talk about problems, we're going to talk about the anxiety, we're going to talk about mental health, we're going to talk about solutions too, right? So there are different factors that come into play when it comes to being successful. And when you think about your echelons of successful people, you're looking at your Joe Biden of the world, you're looking at your Kamala Harris of the world, you're looking at your Barack Obama of the world, you're looking at your Hillary Clinton of the world. You're looking at your Bushes. You're looking at those people. You're looking at the coaches. You're looking at the people like the, I guess you could say, the Rothschilds. You're looking at all these people who are successful. You're talking about people who are echelon greater than the average person. You're talking about your 5%ers, your 1%. You're talking about your open workers of the world. You're talking about all the people who are out here who are movers and shakers. You're talking about your FUBU owners. You're talking about people who have been out here and have been where some of us are at and want to be at one day, right? So when we think about success and we're talking about success formulas, we have to talk about how do I get there from here? Because like my school alma mater, PSC, right? I graduated from Pensacola State College. And, you know, it used to be a junior college. And I used to think, oh, I'm going to junior college, that makes me nobody. No, you got to start somewhere. You got to crawl before you walk, right? So when we think about organizational skills and we talk about time management, productivity, being on time, being successful, and all these different things in your success formula to alleviate anxiety or stress induced by not being organized or not having a layer and depth of things coordinated so that it works in your hand. Not like oil and water. You're like, oh my God, my life is all in disarray, chaotic, out of order. So when you think about sequence and order, you're thinking about keeping like constitutional order, constitutional law, an oath of order, oath of office, all things that are important and pivotal of organizational skills to successful people. You're talking about your congressmen, your senators, people out there, congresswomen, and things like that. Your senators who are women. You're talking about your movers and shakers of the world that shape this world. You're talking about our luminaries of this world, people who have illuminated our life and saying, I just want you to think about this. What is your ideal of success? To me, it's being organized, being on time. And, you know, it's just like the military, hurry up and wait. I'd rather be on time and wait and then be successful than to be late and never successful. You understand what I'm saying? So when we think about this, we're talking about organizational skills, having a routine, having an earning and abundance mindset, having the breakthroughs mentally, emotionally to help us overcome depression, overcome anxiety, overcome stress, coping, resilience, okay? So with that being said, why I said the poster child for mental health is that we all go through life. It can take us down and through it. And then by the time we get to knowing what happened, we have to figure out and discover, how do I become successful? It's by being on time, being organized, and that can help you succeed. And it can also help you to alleviate anxiety and stress induced by not having the organizational skills or success management skills, or what we call stress management and coping and resiliency skills, okay? So with that, I want to build off of each layer of each coaching so you guys can get the understanding of it so we can take off this year and have 365 days, at least 52 weeks out of this year, of positivity and healing and being able to learn how to cope and begin to go and reach into our bag of. What I mean by that is I am magic. I am black girl magic. I am white girl magic. I am somebody. And building on a pivotal ground of a pyramid of the work of eternal life, a circle, a layer of mental, emotional life, your chakra, physical life. You know, when you think about this, your CPU, your computer processing unit is your brain. So we got to get your brain illuminated to thinking, I can come out of stress, anxiety, I can heal, and I can move into I am abundance mindset with a little bit of change, tweaking what you do, and then becoming more successful at it with repetition, okay? So with that being said, I wanted you guys to go and chat me a bit. Tell me what your ideal of success is. Give me your best success story. Because I might pick you out, put you on the website. I'd like for you guys to call 833-IMCC or 833-4MyAppointment, Don Diva Coaching, or 833-BookMeToo for TeamWorld.online for children, adolescents, young adults. And book on your on the website and things like that for IMCC Coaching, IMCC.com for my personal schedule, and then Don Diva Coaching for regular everyday citizens and things like that, IMCC.com for I Am Abundance Mindset, Incline type of people, and TeamWorld.online again is for children, adolescents, young adults. Again, those numbers are 833-INCC or 833-4MyAppointment, Don Diva Coaching, 833-BookMeToo, and that's for TeamWorld.online for my children, my babies. All right. So with that being said, I wanted to get into the nitty-gritty of it, presentation, adapt time management, success skills, and alleviating anxiety. So we think about being organized and on time. Have you ever had that moment where you pulled into the parking lot and you got up late? First of all, you hit the alarm, snooze button, one too many times, you rolled over, next thing you wake up and you're just like, oh my God, I'm going to be late for work. Have you ever had that moment where it's like, and you're sitting there looking crazy because you're like, oh God, I got to hurry up, wash my tail, brush my teeth, get out of the house, hope God I don't kill anybody in the road and get to work, right? So what do you think that induced? Stress. Anxiety. You and your boss don't have quote unquote a good rapport, and your boss is not gonna let you slide, and they're telling you it's the last time for you to be late. So have you ever had that moment, and you're just like, oh God, I'm fired. You know, at this point, I'm done. You're fired. You know? And when you're thinking about that, have you ever sat there and thought to yourself, after you skated by the hair of your chinny chin chin, and you're right there in your workstation? Everything's late. You're trying to go get logged into the phones or what have you. You're trying to get logged into your terminal, your thin client. And you're sitting up there like, oh, crap. You know, it's like you already started out your day rough. You started out late. Then you ended up flagging to work just barely by the chin chin. Then you're thinking about you got to get logged in, so you're late on the phone. And then you got to think about my boss saw all of it. When we think about it in hindsight, but in the moment, you're just like, oh, my God, this guy is falling. And you're sitting up there thinking to yourself, I'm going to get fired today. It's like, today is the day that my boss is going to come up there like Mr. Trunchbull or Mr. Trunchbull, like, you're fired. You've been late so many times. This is taxpayer time and taxpayer's money. So when you're thinking about these moments,
in time. We've all been there. I have too. Until I learned that time is money. And becoming an entrepreneur showed me time is money. I don't got time to waste. So when I have a regular 9-to-5 job, just, you know, supplement my income and things like that, and things like that, it's one of those type of things. What do you do when you come sliding in there? Especially if you have a 9-to-5 and you're part-time. And, of course, with a fixed income, I can only have a certain amount of time. But still, time is money, no matter you're part-time or full-time, right? So when you think about that, whether you're disabled, whether you are non-disabled, whether you are special needs, whether you are any neurotypical, it still creates a level of anxiety and stress. So we've all been there. So when we think about this, we think about sometimes in our life. And, you know, I gave you these areas of, oh, my God, this happened. You know, when you're sitting up there and then when your boss passes by, you didn't say anything, you're just like, I successfully got through it this time, but I'm doing it again. So you think about all the things when you're trying to get organized. So when we think about there are a lot of different factors that come into play to being successful. Being organized and being on time is one of them. So when we think about this, and we go and think about a time that this happens, being both on time, organized can help you to, one, make the best possible decisions on your time and the energy that you exert, be on time and successful. And then when referring to energy, it includes both mental and then it includes physical energy. So thinking back on some of the successful people you've met in your own life, think about this. The chances that they are good at both of these, being organized and on time, it's highly likely. So when we think about all this, we think about all of the times that we've either been successful or unsuccessful or failed in time. So we have to think to ourselves, being both on time and organized can help us do that. And then on top of that, making best possible use of our time and energy is part of that. So we have limited supply of both, along with being restricted to two, at least two 24-hour intervals of where we possibly may or may not be on time on something. But if we prepare for those sometimes what if, the times that we may not be on time, nobody will notice it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you want to be consistently on time, organized, and always on point, because the one time that you aren't, then your boss will be like, let us slide, don't worry about it. Because at that point, they know that you're organized all the time. They know you're on time all the time, and they know you're more than likely productive and successful. But if you're always late, you're always disorganized, even your boss is going to have much patience for you. I doubt it. More than likely, they're docking and ticking every time that you do it. So when they get prepared, you're fired. You're going to be seeing if they're wondering if they remember every time that you are late. And with that being said, or every time that you goofed and screwed up on productivity, right? So when we think about this, in other words, both time and energy are limited into a 24-hour interval. But more than likely, your boss or your management team is only going to let you out about one or two times in that 24-hour interval for you to mess up and goof up. Because you have to think about time is money. Productivity is money. So when you think about this as an entrepreneur, we all know this because we work for ourselves. We know we don't work, we don't eat. Okay, but if you're not an entrepreneur and you're regular every day, Joe and Jane, you're going to be thinking about, okay, time is money on somebody else's dime, and they're not going to want you to waste their time and money. The same thing with entrepreneurship and things like that. You don't want to waste time and money, so you want to make sure you get the most out of your day. So the same thing with being successful is getting the most out of their day. So most of your successful people, your senators, your congressmen, your people who are out here who run the country, run the world, guess what? They have gotten time and time management and productivity and stress and anxiety skills all together, and coping skills if something happens, and they always plan A, plan B, all the way to XYZ through course to course. So in other words, time and energy are limited resources. Use them wisely. So let's go to the next one. When we think about all these different things about time management and our product, we think about all the things that help us in two different ways, and being both on time, organized, and then having a layer in depth of being on time and organized to be able to present yourself well, first of all. Then on top of that, to cope well with things that are snappy in the day. Because just like I said, you slide it into that seat real late. You slide it into your thing, client, real late. Then on top of that, what if you get the client that asks to do multiple things and you're not ready, you're not logged in? What have you done? You create a level of extreme stress and anxiety that you cannot relate to at that moment in time, and you're going to be sitting up there looking crazy because if it's a multifaceted client that calls, guess what? You're going to have to deal with solutions. You're going to have to deal with their attitudes, and you're going to have to deal with your level of stress on top of that and how to balance that all out. At the same time, it might not work out well for you, depending on the person, your coping mechanism,
and your ability to process stress on demand. So when we think about all these different things, being organized on time helps you look professional. Then on top of that, being on time and organized saves time. Then on top of that, there are two different ways for both of these things to happen, and being on time and organized helps you to succeed as well. So when we think about the next scenario here, which is being organized on time and success stories and success formulas, most of your people who are mentors or echelons of I Am Abundance Mindset know this. They know that it's required for them to be on point. They know it's time for them to set out early. They know that being on time and organized saves you time. It also is a way for you to look into things and be able to get everything done on a level of productivity that's different than other people who have average levels of success and success formula. Time that you wasted a week looking for a misplaced item or file. Ask yourself that. Have you ever done that? What about your car keys? Have you ever just threw them somewhere and then by the morning time you go and hit that alarm and snooze a couple of good times and you sit there and you're just like, where are my car keys? Oh, my God. So then you think about how many times have you wasted but you didn't show up on time and then at your appointment ended up having to wait because you weren't on time because they have you in that particular time slot. Think about those scenarios while we keep going. Here's the next thing. As you see people who are experts in your field of work or your echelon or your level of expertise, whether it's you being a mechanic, whether you are a customer service call center, or whether you are a manager, you know making the effort to be on time and staying organized helps you to be precious on your time and your energy and also to be able to have extra time to get things done in your level of value when you're at work or if you're within your job in your career field or if you are anybody that's trying to get there from here, just like my school alma mater, being able to get there from here means you've got to take those baby steps and those one small action step to get there. So when we think about this, how to get to a better both of that is to be able to understand the importance of getting organized, having success formulas that work for you, and to reduce your anxiety and level the disorder that can come from not being organized and not being on time. Okay? So when we think about this, let's look at these things and the skill sets to improve and being able to do so in such a manner that it does not seem like you're ever stressed. Even though you might be under a lot of stress, you have the organizational skills, the success skills, the time management skills, you'll start being able to, what they call, fake it to make it. Until you get to the point that you can be resilient and do it yourself. And even if you're under a lot of stress, nobody will see you. Don't flip the small stuff. So when we think about all this, don't flip the small stuff, part of not sweating the small stuff is being able to sit there and look at things as not so small, but not overwhelming to the point that you create stress and anxiety for yourself. With that being said, I want you guys to understand why I think like this and why I have always been like this at a young age. Because I was taught at a young age, if you don't get it together and if you don't have yourself on point, how is anybody going to take you serious? So when we think about being on time, it's all the time management and awareness and mindfulness. When we think about becoming aware and better at time management will help you work more efficiently and effectively. So when you think about this and you think about that star player at work, right? And you think about that person who's always getting praise at work. Why? Because their productivity, their awareness, their mindfulness, and being present, and having that I am abundance mindset. I am going to be on time. I am not going to be late. I am going to get as much work done as I can possibly get. I am going to get assets to this organization. So when we think about showing up late for an appointment or work or an interview makes you look bad. The same thing as being a regular everyday Joe and Jane, going to work or taking your kids to school or doing certain things, being on time and having enough time to be able to hurry up and wait is why it being successful works for certain people. So that is particularly true when it comes to first impression. Remember, a first impression is a lasting impression. So however you present to someone in the beginning of your job and your career sometimes can be a lasting impression. Now, it depends if it's organized levels of you to have downfalls or you have jealous hearted, miserable individuals. You can end up looking worse than what you are based on those things. It's happened to me. So when you think about this, you want to make sure you're so efficient and so good at your job so that even when you're set up for failure, you still come out on top. So those are part of success formulas to reduce anxiety. If it's environmental, if it's a personnel, or if it's an organizational issue, or if it's a management issue, or a combination of all of the above. So when we think about those different things, your success formulas and all different scenarios that I'm letting you know about are the things that we have to do to overcome the layers of being not successful
or not being successful at what you're trying to do, or if you're in a layer and level of anxiety and stress from environment or a situation that's creating stress and just anxiety, or levels of general anxiety disorders, or levels of depression, or, you know, you get to a point that you're not satisfied with the job. If you've got piss poor management, or you've got bad personnel that has the same attitude as the management ideal, then you begin to look at the organizational fit. So when we think about all those different things, that's part of the success formula, being aware and being mindful, and then knowing when you're the creator of your stress or whether someone else is the creator of this stress. But either way, nobody cares when it comes down to productivity, success, and organizational management and fit. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I want you guys to understand all of this and the I Am Abundance mindset, that you still have to take accountability for yourself and continue to be successful. And part of that is showing up. Half of the battle is showing up and trying and attempting. A manager or a good manager, when I say this, a good manager or bad manager, we have layers and levels of management solutions to management team, and you have levels of toxic management. Toxic management can also create that levels of productivity lower, and then levels of time management skills lowering, or ability to have the I Am Abundance mindset because morale is down in an organization because of bad management or bad leadership. So when you think about that, you still have to focus on you, thinking of your awareness, thinking of your mindfulness, and being on time and productive yourself helps you to succeed whether your management sucks or not. So when we think about all this different, think about showing up and always being present. So I want you guys to learn how to work on getting better at being both organized and on time, learning how to get down the dirt, get down to the nitty-gritty of your anxiety and stress, and figure out again where it's coming from. So when we think about this, so people will see you as a respected person and expert at what you really are and what you're capable of doing. So part of this session is for you guys to be motivated, feel like you've got that level of eternal light, a level of I Am Abundance mindset. So whatever you're dealing with from 2020, we can throw it out the window. We can just say to ourselves, okay, bye 2020, bye. Bye 2020, see you. Because at this point in time, it's about 2021, and the I Am Abundance mindset, healing, and also recovery, and getting into a better and being organized and on time. And then on top of that, first impressions are lasting impressions. I don't care who you think you are, it does matter how you are an impression to the person, whether it's being tested, whether it's in your level of layer of work, whether it's in your household, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your dating life. First impressions are lasting impressions. Believe me. So, when we get down to the other layer and caveat of this, is finding a layer and depth of understanding of how to get better at both. So, getting into the habit of being conscious and on time and staying on top of organizational tasks and skills and productivity is the way to do so. Making an effort day in, day out, and being consistent is the reason why. And putting things back in the place and staying organized and keeping track of your time. And then on top of that, the short answer is when to practice both and being on time and staying organized on a daily basis and until they both become habits. So remember what we talked about, habits and habit change? It takes 21 good days for you to become a habit, right? And a lifetime to break it. So consistently for 21 days, try this. Even if you start off with your first 5 days, then extend it to 7, then extend it to 10, then extend it to 14, then extend it to 21, okay? So then on top of that, when you think about how to stay organized when it gets tough, we're going to go into that part. And part of that is when it gets tough, you have to find a way. When the going gets tough, you got to know when to hold, know when to fold, okay? But you've also got to look at the times when it's getting tough and you're normally an organized person and then things happen and your life becomes upheaval, okay? So when we think about this, you have to think about how being on time and how being productive allows you to be successful even if your life is upheaval, okay? And to help you to succeed is to understand when things get tough, being mindful, being resilient, and when it occurs and it's unexpected, you can jump over that obstacle, manufacture hurdle. So when you think about that, there are things that you can do to prevent that and prevent the level of stress and anxiety that happens. So when we do this, we're not also thinking about just the stress of it all and the anxiety of it all. We have to think about being planned to do and having a control and a locus of control. Okay, and then what to do on top of everything that you have on top of what you're stressing about, anxiety brings about, and then being able to be prepared. Part of being prepared is the layer of preparing for the worst but hope for the best, okay? What's the key to everything? maintaining, coping skills, resiliency. So when you think about planning ahead and you know what to do when you're snowed under or you're going through a upheaval in your life or when things get tough, the going gets tough, you get tougher. You fall down 7, you get up 8. You fall down 8, you get up 9. You fall down 9, you get up 10. Get on something. So when we think about this, we think about kids and we think about sports and we think about everything else we have on top of our work and our productivity and organizational skills and time management. So when all that gets upheaval by whatever, if it's environmental, if it's a level of marital, or if you're going through divorce, or you're going through relationship problems, then your life is upheaval. So when times get tough, you got to learn how to be prepared for it. And then on top of that, when you go to bed, being prepared the day prior, so you can deal with life stressors and anxiety-inducing or stress-inducing things that cause you to have anxiety and stress. So when you think about this, and the night before you go to work, make sure you have your work clothes and your school bag or your to-do list all together. Make sure you have all your keys and things like that ready and available so you can just grab them and be on the way just in case you decide to hit that alarm clock and you're like, and then you end up sitting up there saying, oh, my God, I'm going to be late. But at least you can go in there and take your little bath, go ahead and brush your teeth, comb your hair, figure out how you're going to keep the cowlick down because you didn't have time to do your hair. Then you have to go sit there and think about, okay, you know what? I've got everything. Got my keys, got my to-do list, got my bath, and guess what? I'm on the way, coasting on the highway. So if I am 5 minutes late, I at least have time to go and get myself together, breathe and stop, and be able to get myself into my same line, get logged in, and be ready. How simple is that? Because you prepared for the worst and you hope for the best, and at least you slid right in there by the hair you change in gym, and your boss pulls up and pop and blow your whole damn, well, the whole area of where you're sitting at down. Because by the time they're ready to go, like a big bad wolf right there, and they got their hands on their hips, they're like, hey, oh, and all pop, and you've been late, and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, Bueller, you're like, listen, okay, this is my team time, but they shut there and told me I'm late. I'm not on time. So at that point in time, you would get tired of hearing somebody tell you that you're not prepared, you're not on time, and you don't have your stuff to get. So at that point in time, I would think that you start preparing, and then when times get tough, you're ready. You've been in the habit of keeping time management and then awareness and your skills up to par. So just in case that happens, then when you do have to slide right in like that, like on a surfboard, you're just like, and you start sliding in your seat, you're like, oh, hey, good morning. Welcome to Amazon. This is Cece. How can I help you? Welcome to eBay. This is Cece. Can I help you? Welcome to Walmart. This is Cece. Can I help you? So by the time you've gotten your seat, you're good to go. You've gotten everything, and you're sitting there smiling. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get my chin. I've gotten here on time. But yeah, I didn't get fired today. So at that point, you're thinking to yourself, I've gotten myself prepared. Hope for the best. And prepare for the worst, but good golly almighty, I've gotten a seat, and I'm about to hear my chin. Welcome to school, and I'm ready. So you understand what I'm saying? So I'm teaching you the lesson of being on time, organizational management. And you see how zany and zealous I am? Although I might be stressed as all get out. So when we think about that, you've got to at least be prepared so you can at least act the mark and fake it to make it. It's that simple. Just watch me do it. So when we think about get as much ready as you can the night before, being prepared, and then plan your meals. If you're the type that doesn't like to go out for your lunch and things like the 30-minute lunches or you've got an hour lunch time, then you know what? The day that you're late, you may have to afford to go and to your bank and your wallet and sit there and say, I didn't prepare my meal. But if you prepare your meal the night before, guess what? You can go quickly grab it out the fridge and then hand it out in the car and on the way to work. So that makes it less stressful. So when we think about turning off technology, let me tell y'all something. Start monitoring your technology time. Start monitoring how much time you spend on the internet when you get home. And this is for my baby, Tark, Teen World, my Teen World baby. I'm in my mom mode. I'm in my mom bag. You baby, get off the internet. Do your homework. Do it in enough time that you have time to be on the internet for about 30 minutes to an hour. That's more than enough for a teenager to be online. Or if you're going to have your iPad and things like that, make sure you brush your teeth, washed your butt, and done everything that you're supposed to do. And make sure you've got your homework done before you get the internet. You guys have to remember, when you start out as a child, as a teenager, and then to a young adult, adolescent, and things like that, You have to think, what you do as an adolescent and a little kid, all the way up to teenagerhood, all the way up to being a young adult, it means that your organizational skills have to be taught early, or else you're going to have to learn them later in the hard way when your boss is like, oh, poof, and all bullshit. Here's your pink slip. You're fired. Do you understand what I'm saying? So at that moment, baby, all right, I love you guys. I want you guys to understand. Listen to your mom and dad when they tell you, get your homework done, eat dinner, wash your butt, and then get ready for bed. And then give yourself time enough before, after you've been on the social media for a little time. I've heads up. Put your phones up. Turn them to do not disturb. Go to bed on time to get adequate rest so you can think. Have your thinking cap on. So at that point in time, if you eat adequately, you sleep adequately, do your hygiene, guess what? You've got a whole level of being prepared. So that's my little spiel for my baby. All right. So for the adult, same thing. When you're a young adult turning into middle age, by then you should have it together. You should be prepared. You should have your meals prepared before, ready on your way to work or on your way to college, school, or whatever you're doing with your life. And then on top of that, declutter. Let me tell you something. Organizational chaos is okay on a personal level to a certain degree until the clutter starts getting on your nerves. Then you know you need to organize. Cluttering is a thing where you have to think about the kerfluffle cluster of things that you have. So you got to declutter your life of extra things. So when you think about this, it may become a problem. Instead of taking a few minutes each day to put things away or throwing things away, you need to be able to take the time to say every day, I'm going to put this away. I'll throw this away if I don't need it. What am I holding on to this? It means getting organized, declutter your life. You would already have clutter in our brain, critter brain. So why add some more stress and anxiety by having clutter? So part of that is starting to organize piece by piece and start looking at things that you have to do. Hi. Oh, no problem. I'm glad they helped you. So when we think about decluttering and leaving things on the counter, you're setting up a bug problem. So go ahead, clean up your counter after you cook your meal. Make sure everything's done. Have everything wrapped up. Try to have your dishes done the night before. It's easier said than done when we're home. I'm team guilty. But, you know, the thing is, in the morning, if you can't hit the dishes at night, hit them in the morning. Get up at enough time to make sure you declutter the kitchen in the morning so you don't come home and be stressed out. So when you got kids and things like that, you moms out here, y'all all know how it is. Dads out here, single dads, y'all know how it is. Get your house decluttered, have it organized so it won't be organized chaos and you looking crazy like, oh my God, ah! She's in a little guy's phone. So when you think about that, get up early, like I said. Getting up early enough in enough time gives you enough time to mosey around, scratch, do what you gotta do. If you wanna walk commando around the house before the kids get up and just have your coffee, whatever you wanna do, get your robe on, get ready, get the kids ready, take your shower, do all the stuff that you need to do. Whatever makes your morning routine work, that's all. If you don't have kids, you can afford to walk around commando if the kids won't see you. But if you all have kids, y'all know, keep your robe on, get your clothes on, be appropriate, be presentable to the kids, don't have no stank breath while you talk to the kids' face, make sure you are ready, and things like that. So when we're talking about having a layer of being on time, we want to make sure that your hygiene's done, you got your breakfast on the table for the kids, your husband, if you're married, if you're not married, you're in a relationship living together, making sure your potential fiance or spouse is already ready, having their bag, their beauty bag ready, have kids' goodie bag ready. And then you can sit down and have a couple of moments to sit there and piss and moan about whatever you got to do today. How simple is that? So getting up early and enough time, giving yourself enough time to sneeze that alarm and you don't think twice, you still have time to still get up, brush your teeth, walk, do your hair, do your makeup, if you're a female, and you're a guy, then, you know, getting yourself, get your junk all right, and then on top of that, making sure you're all clean, not musty and sticky, and then go out there and be ready to hit the ground, run it, and take off, do what you got to do. So when you think about this, take care of you. That's the final thing. Providing that you take care of yourself, mental and physical emotional health is the top priority of all of this, and a caveat to why we talked about depression and anxiety and stress yesterday, because I want to have a solutions and management for you guys to understand how imperative and how important it is to be able to do those types of things. So when we talk about getting a level of a head start. It's part of that is taking care of yourself, making sure that you regularly eat healthy, and practicing meditation, mindfulness, and being aware. So part of that, being mindful, being aware, and doing that meditation, and doing things like I told you guys, affirmations to get up in the morning. Start your day out just taking notes. If you put them on your mirror, or if you have a level layer of MP3 or MP4, put them in your ear, walk around, get yourself ready, get ready, and even putting it in the shower and having your speaker going and having your I am affirmations. I do it. I started doing that a little bit last week, and you know what? I felt a little bit better. I did it while I was asleep, on my way to sleep, and I was getting up feeling more refreshed. So part of that is being able to have the I am awareness mindset, and then I decided to try and test to see how I felt without a week of doing it, and I kind of was a little lost. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to keep what was working for me because I was able to get up and feel some type of way rested. But the thing is, here's another thing. If you work too hard, that's another caveat to this. And if you work too hard, you're overproductive, you can make yourself too tired to be productive on a good day. So I want you guys to remember there is a level and depth of work-life balance. So I tried these scenarios this week. I found working 12-hour days, 18-hour days like I used to is not good for me. Although I got 3 weeks' worth of work done in a matter of 24, 48 hours, guess what? I was tired. So I found that I had to recoup a day and take a day off because I was literally just too tired to do anything else. So I realized that I can still get enough done and maybe reducing it down to a 8-hour, maybe 10-hour at the most day, not a 12, 15, and 18-hour day because I know that I am slowing down. I'm getting older. So part of it is being able to have some time to take care of me. To sleep in, it's okay to do that. I worked like a workhorse for 24, 48 hours. Well, come on. It's time for me to take a little load off. So it's okay to say, take care of myself, take care of my mental health, my emotional health, and my sanity level, because Rome wasn't built in one day. So no matter how organized and well-planned you are, there will always be times that we have that things end up happening, and snap things up, people happen. I had to go clean off my computer. I was having IT issues and the cable company and things like that. And I told you it's been an ongoing pain in the butt. And I can't wait till I can move from my environment because it's just a poisonous environment. That doesn't help. Then on top of that, stressful, anxiety-inducing. So what I do is I literally focus on what's good and I focus on what's positive. I work on my I am abundance mindset. I work on my I am affirmations. And I steady work on changing myself, habit changes, and getting rid of that critter brain. So like I told you guys yesterday, depression can set in for anybody if it's situational or environmental or things have been detrimental and create that level of anxiety and stress. So with that, don't forget to get enough sleep. I cannot begin to tell you guys how important it is to get enough sleep. If you don't get enough sleep, guess what? You are going to be one hangry, mad woman, or if you're cisgender female, identifying as male, or cisgender male, identifying as female, you're going to be one mad trans, or you're going to be one mad whatever you are. It doesn't matter the sex. If you don't get enough sleep, then guess what? You're going to have a problem. You don't ever sleep? Well, you need to get some sleep. Try to get you some sleep, dear heart. So when we talk about layers of needing to get adequate sleep, we're going to talk about this. When we talk about your system, we talk about what you do in your time management system is getting the adequate rest. Because if you're not getting at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep, and preferably 8 to 10 hours is most of what people need. But the thing is, if you can get at least 6 hours of sleep, that will help you. I am what we call a night owl. I generally was wired different. So therefore, I never needed a lot of sleep until I got a little older and I realized 6 hours is about enough for me. If I sleep over about 8 hours, sometimes I'll end up with a headache because my body is just wired. Your body won't quit. It just goes and goes. It's like the energy on your body keeps going and going and going and I never turn off. So I had to learn, even if I can do a 12-hour, 15-hour, 18-hour day, I need to take time off. Kind of like the doctor's schedule. When they do 18-hour days, they take a couple of days off, 3 days on, 4 days off, or 4 days on, 3 days off. Figure out what routine and schedule is going to work for you. So when we think about all these different things, we think about our time management system, and we think about what are we doing in our productivity to sleep, eat, and then take care of ourselves. So when we think about all these different things, we think of slices for each task, and we prioritize each task as, is this important for me to get done, or can I slide it over to the next tomorrow, or can I do this too a little later? You hit the start button and start timing yourself on tasks. If you see that task can take you 30 minutes, then get those as your priority to get them done. The ones that take an hour, if it's over a priority that you need to do, then make sure the hour task gets done, and then you go and do your 30 minutes. Or you've got your 10-minute and your 15-minute or your 20-minute task as your last little things, because you know you can go boom, 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 and get it done, okay? So when we're talking about time management skills like that, you're able to look at that. You see how fast I'm snapping? It means that every time that you get to that point, you're able to say, okay, boom, I got this done. Boom, I got this done. Boom, I got this done. You'll find that you're getting things done in an efficient manner of time, and you've got time to waste. So that means you have time to take care of yourself, take some downtime, take a 15, 20-minute break, and be able to give yourself time to think, sway your life. So if you're in your office and things like that, or you've got two people, have a little bit of I am affirmations for that little 15-minute window that you had in your day. Or if you got 30 minutes, be able to sit there, put it on your earphones, and sit up there like, okay. So you start seeing that your day is a little bit better than cram everything in, because first of all, you were late, then you didn't have all your productivity, you weren't logged into your thing, client, you weren't ready. Now you're not ready for, hey, welcome to Amazon, this is Phoebe, how can I help you? So if you think about this, if you did everything on time, then you'll have time so that you can sit down and take care of you. So if you come to work 30 minutes early, what do you have? Time to take care of you. You're logging into your things line, and you're also logged in on time on the phone. And then on top of that, you have time to be able to look at the paper, look at different news, chit-chat with your coworker, drink your coffee, get your little donut or whatever they got in the lobby. And then you're at your desk in your cubicle on time. What better way to do that? So you've taken care of you at work. And then when you come home, take a load off, take your shoes off, and then sit down for 30 minutes before you start anything else. I'll tell everybody why it's so imperative to do that. Because if you don't, you will find yourself driving yourself nuts. As soon as everybody asks you what to be done, as soon as you walk in the door, sit down 30 minutes. Tell everybody in the household to be on the same page. Hey, I need 30 minutes of me time. Just go away. Okay? That gives you that me time to get yourself to unpack the day. So if you're upset, anxiety-ridden, stressed out, you don't take the day's work out on your spouse, or if you're in a relationship or your fiance, or if you're sitting down and you've got a paper, H-E double hockey stick, and you're just like, you know what? And you want to take it out on your spouse or your kids, you'll be able to sit there and sit there and say to yourself, mindfulness, I'm going to turn the lights off. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to sit in the dark, listen to some meditation music. And guess what? By the time that 30 minutes is over, you can deal with whatever else your day has set forth for you. Especially when the kids come running through the door and they're like, mom, 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 mom. You're like, what? You know, or your husband's like, hey, honey. And you're like, what? Can I help you? You know, because you're already stressed, right? So you don't want to have the attitude. You're like, hey, honey, how are you? Hey, kids, how are you doing? So at that point, you're not like, what? Leave me alone. So, you know how mothers do, us mothers, and we have to go run into the bathroom to go hide because that's our drum. Our dad, he goes and runs and hides in the bathroom, kind of like Al Bundy. He's right there trying to get away from Peg and the kid. So he goes and runs to the bathroom, took off a deuce, and at least he's sitting up there like, okay, you know what? This is my only drone I've got. You should wait for the kids and his wife. So at that point, you have to think about this. Take care of you, take care of your mental health and emotional health, being aware, mindful, and then on top of that, finding a way to have a habit and a routine that works for you. So when you think about this, why not include this task within time management systems so that you can every day work it in, and then you'll start seeing your routine work. So when your life is upheavaled, you can still keep your routine, but you'll be able to sit there and say, okay, you know what, I'll up that 30 minutes to an hour of downtime so I can really relax and release, and that way I won't take it out on my kids and I won't take it out on my husband. Or if it's vice versa, I won't take it out on the wife and the kids. So at that point in time, you're looking at it, whether you're married, whether you're engaged, whether you're, you know, a singleton and you're out there trying to do that, this all works for everybody, different scenarios. So last but not least, get closer to your goals by having a time management system. And then on top of that, to be make it less complicated, begin to write it down, journal, and things like that. So on DonkeyTheCoaching.com and INCCCoaching.com and INCC.com and TeamWorld.online, card for my baby, I will have journals for you guys, for you guys to be able to start doing a digital journal, or you can do a regular journal every day. Start journaling down what you're doing and start looking at everything and start assessing your life and stop stressing. Don't sweat the small stuff. Let it go. I'm not going to sweat this. I'll be okay. Everything will work out the way it's supposed to, and I'll be all right. So when we think about all these different things, we have to find a way for life to work itself out.
Oh, you're welcome. So when we think about this, we have to think about things that can work out for us mentally, emotionally, and it helps us to stay on point, stay on task, time management, and success. So we've been on here for about 50 minutes and 22 seconds, and I really wanted to make sure that we had a good life. I want you guys to know I heart you very much. Thank you guys so much. Call 833-INCC and 833 for my appointment, Don Diva Coaching, 833 book me too, and then go book on the website, https://inccoaching.com, https://dondivacoaching.com, and then on top of that, for my adolescent babies and young adults, https://teamworld.online, and then also for my exclusive website for me, for you guys to get my schedule as I will be booked out a little longer and things like that, so you'll be with my other coaches, you'll go to inccc.com. So with that being said, everybody, thank you for attending. Bye. So you all take care of yourselves, and then make sure that you all understand that it's very important to have success, time management, and to alleviate anxiety and stress. Those are the ways and solutions to do so. Take care.